This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline: New Agreement Reserves WIP Shipments for Idaho Waste. The Department of Energy's Idaho National Laboratory, INL, has always been the driver for the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant WIP. That is evidenced again by the new agreement between the state of Idaho and DOE, which requires, quote, at least 55% of all transuranic waste shipments received at WIP, end quote, be from Idaho each year, and that in addition, quote, DOE will give INL transuranic waste priority for shipments to WIP, end quote, if shipments from other sites are delayed for any reason. Since its opening in 1999, slightly more than half of all shipments to WIP have been from Idaho, but there remains enough waste in that state for several hundred more shipments. Idaho's concern is based on previous promises and agreements not being kept. The waste stored in Idaho was shipped from the Rocky Flats plant near Denver, where more than 70,000 plutonium pits, or the cores of nuclear weapons, were manufactured. Almost 50 years ago, the federal government promised Idaho that the Rocky Flats waste would be leaving by 1980. That did not happen. In 1981, DOE released its first record of decision, stating that all Idaho waste would be at WIP by 1990. That did not happen. Idaho reached a legally binding agreement with DOE in 1995, requiring that all waste would be at WIP by 2018. That did not happen, so now another agreement. But here's the rub for New Mexico. This summer, DOE released a draft 5-year strategic plan for WIP that would double the timeline for disposal operations from the scheduled closing date of 2024 to 2050. Further, a new shaft would be needed, as well as new drifts for waste storage, which ultimately would double the disposal area. On September 12th, DOE held a public meeting in Santa Fe about the strategic plan. Santa Fe County Commissioner Anna Hansen attended to learn more about DOE's plan for the 4,000 waste drum sitting in Area G fabric tents at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. She asked about the timing for shipping the waste to WIP. Representatives of DOE and WIP responded, stating WIP's shipments cannot be reserved. In contrast, DOE just pledged to reserve 55% of WIP shipments for Idaho waste. Again, DOE is asking New Mexicans to do more to support the cleanup of other sites around the country ahead of LANL. Commissioner Hansen questioned why. She stated, quote, our state agencies must ensure that WIP reserve shipments for LANL plutonium-contaminated waste. She continued, why doesn't DOE ensure LANL has priority status for any unused shipments to WIP? DOE must make shipments of LANL transuranic waste a priority, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.